You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
And 59 Scottish constituencies will be contested in the election, with hopes from Labour, the Lib Dems and the Conservatives of eroding the dominance of the SNP. Jim Naughtie reports now from an area where there is a great deal to play for.
Look at the selections, a beautiful fresh fish we've got on the quayside today. We've got some ling. Look at these huge ling in the boxes there, the tails and heads sticking out the boxes.
Peterhead in the early morning, windy and grey, the boat's just in.
Look at this beautiful shiny place with the red spots in it. My mouth's watering just looking at this, and it's only 7 a.m. in the morning.
Northeast Scotland, a rocky coastline, rich farmland and moorland, whisky in the glens. And in this election, a political cauldron.
The fishing industry, most of the fishermen have no option but to vote for the Conservative Party, especially in Scotland.
For a generation now, much of the rural northeast has been nationalist territory. Angus Robertson, the SNP's Westminster leader, and Alex Salmond, the former leader, both had huge majorities in these parts in 2015 in the party's clean sweep of the whole region. But some voters are changing their habits.
Well, I have to be honest. I mean, I have voted SNP all my life. But, I mean, I think with the stance they've taken with the common fishery policy, and I think I'll actually be voting Conservative. Like,
if the Tory Scottish revival is real, this is where you'll see it on June the 8th. And here, at Peterhead Fish Market, you'll learn why.
It's not a constitutional matter, it's a matter of fishing business. How do we become, like Norway, like Iceland, with this wonderful resource, a world leader in seafood? Well, the answer to that is you're out of the common fisheries policy.
Bertie Armstrong of the Scottish Fishermen's Federation says the SNP promised to take an independent Scotland back into the EU after Brexit has turned the fishing community against it.
The community has decided it wants to grab the sea of opportunity. It does not want it traded away, diluted, or put in a queue to change.
And the fishermen lead you to the question that insinuates itself into every election argument here and marks the great divide. The SNP promised to try to get a second referendum on independence because of Brexit. The opposition to the nationalists, led now by the Conservatives, is distilled into one word: no. I've got a Conservative leaflet here, and you'd think to read it that Theresa May had called the vote on this very issue, although she didn't. And SNP supporters do acknowledge that after the veritable avalanche of 2015, some voters are just bound to abandon ship. Bruce Fade of the SNP, sitting at the old harbourside in Portsoy, admits it, although he says the tide is still strong.
Probably under a bit more scrutiny than they were last time, which always going to happen when they did so well last time. But it's going reasonably well, I think, yeah.
But what about those sceptical fishermen whose lives are so embedded in the spirit of this place?
Some people may not want to go back the whole hog. That's current SNP policy. That's party policy. But there are people within the SNP that don't favour full membership of the EU, so I don't know if it would ever come to that.
The twin questions of Europe and independence have complicated everything. Just think of it. What do you do if you're a nationalist who supported independence in that referendum and then supported Brexit? Now, there may be up to 500,000 of them across Scotland, according to surveys. Or if you're an anti-nationalist who likes the SNP policy of staying in the EU. Not a posse of confused voters, but the real sound of Aberdeenshire, a farm near Arford, where the landscape falls away from the Deeside hills and rolls off towards Buchan and the sea, where Charlie Adam rears his cattle, chairman of the Scottish NFU's Livestock Committee.
Fundamentally, it's about the viability of our businesses. I mean, given that farm incomes have dropped enormously, as you might may be aware, you know, we're talking about, I think it's £11,900 average income in Scotland, and with 1.3 million capital invested, I don't think the Dragon's Den will be jumping at that one.
He's not making a party political point, but you can't turn round here without hearing somebody complaining about the prospect of another referendum campaign.
Certainly, the people that I meet, their attitude to a second referendum is that it is irrelevant at the moment. It's not the most important thing.
As someone once said, It's the economy, stupid.
There are so many conflicting interests here. Obviously, there are people who were pro-Brexit, but are not pro-independence, plus all the other combinations. And it's very difficult, actually, to work out of all of that just which way people will jump.
The yellow signs of the SNP sprout up from fields all over the northeast, and this has been nationalist territory for a generation. They argue a simple case, that at Westminster, they're the strongest voice that Scotland could have. Now that claim is being tested. Because even if they don't want this election to be about a second referendum, and they don't, all the other parties do. You hear it all along the coast and in the hills at cattle marts. But you also know that the SNP has built a formidable fighting machine that has persuaded voters to give them loyalty that sticks. Here's one young voter who explains why.
Up here, the Tories aren't, let's say, popular. And all I see is just SNP MPs fighting for Scotland. And you don't see Conservatives really caring. Theresa May has no interest in what we think. She is just in it for England, she's in it for London. The SNP are here to stay.
Everyone knows it's a battle royal. There are precious scalps at stake here. It's been a long, long time since a Tory MP was sent south from these parts. They think that will change. But from the Cairngorms to the sea, this has become nationalist land, and they mean to hold it. Fiercely independent in culture and tradition, Northeast Scotland is enjoying this fight, because it will matter far beyond its natural boundaries. Distilling the constitutional argument to a fine and mysterious potion as powerful as anything that comes out of the glens.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Bowen, and I'd like to invite you to download my new series about the Middle East. I've been reporting from the region for more than a quarter of a century, and BBC Radio 4 has asked me to reflect on the major events I've covered in that time and to recount some personal stories and experiences. You can listen on the Radio 4 website and in the iPlayer Radio app, or there's a free podcast you can subscribe to if you prefer. The series is called Our Man in the Middle East. There are more details on the Radio 4 website.